My fellow South Africans, I have today written to President Cyril Ramaphosa to request an urgent meeting about Eskom and the growing power crisis, which now has South Africa in the grips of stage six until further notice. I want to hear from him firsthand why his government refuses to implement the very obvious solutions to this crisis. These solutions have not changed. Both the DA and many energy experts have been proposing them for years. Firstly, unbundle Eskom into separate transmission, distribution and generation entities and open the market for electricity generation to private power producers. Secondly, to appoint skilled engineers to run the transmission, distribution and generation elements of Eskom and to stop all ideological and political interference. Thirdly, to declare a ring-fenced state of disaster in order to exempt Eskom from all of the obstacles to efficient spending and rapid decision-making, such as localization and BEE legislation. Fourthly, to ramp up security at all key Eskom sites and deal decisively and harshly with saboteurs. Fifthly, to do everything possible to enable private generation to come online soonest, such as lifting the 100 megawatt cap. But instead of announcing progress on any of these, Cyril Ramaphosa's first act in his second term as ANC president was to deal yet another blow to Eskom by announcing that the utility will move from the Ministry of Public Enterprises to the Ministry of Energy under coal dinosaur Gwede Mantashe, the single biggest obstacle to energy reform in South Africa. Nothing could better underscore the fact that while the ANC is in power, the electricity crisis is only going to get worse and worse. My advice to all households and businesses in South Africa, whether poor or rich, small or large, is to do everything you can to shield yourself from load shedding. The reality is, while the ANC remains in power, you will have less and less power. Eskom is in a death spiral, and this government has no will or intention to do anything about it because the ANC's vast patronage network benefits hugely from the status quo. It is a brutally efficient extraction system that is plugged into South Africa's energy system at every stage of the value chain and is sucking it dry. The reality is that this government has abandoned us, and South Africans, you are on your own. If you look at the trend of load shedding over the past few years, it is clear that things are going to get a lot worse. The number of days of load shedding per year has grown exponentially, from 141 hours, which equates to 6 days in 2018, to a staggering 3,776 hours, that's 157 days, in 2022. In 2023, it will get even worse. The electricity crisis is now the single biggest threat to South Africa's well-being. It is doing profound economic and social harm. Last year, it cost South Africa 560 billion rand in lost productivity. This translated directly to more poverty, more unemployment, more inequality, and more crime. We've had a full year of load shedding altogether since 2015. That's a full year of economic activity wiped off and lost to our economy. Where the DA governs, we are taking several steps to shield citizens from this crisis. The DA-run Cape Town consistently shields the city's residents and businesses from one and sometimes two stages of load shedding through the Steenbras hydroelectric pump storage system. Till now, this has protected the city from over 60% of Eskom's load shedding. The system requires excellent ongoing maintenance and management as it is under constant pressure. Cape Town has a fully budgeted 4-year program to shield residents entirely from up to stage 4 load shedding. Beyond stage 4, it gets exponentially more difficult to protect citizens. The city has implemented a first round of the bidding process for independent power producers for a total capacity of 300 megawatts, mostly solar power, to come online from 2026. A second round of 500 megawatts will go to market in 3 weeks' time, and this power is also expected to come online from 2026. To complement this program, the city has implemented a program of buying surplus solar-generated electricity from commercial entities. This is done to encourage business, and eventually households too, to install rooftop solar panels. Cape Town is the only city to have implemented a wheeling power pilot, in which a number of private entities sell power they have generated to third parties using the city's distribution system for a small fee. Currently, around 90% of DA-run Western Cape municipalities allow small-scale renewable energy to feed directly into the grid. 20 municipalities compensate households or businesses that feed excess energy back into the network. The city of Johannesburg has allocated 30% of its 70 billion rand budget towards boosting city power. The city of Ekurhuleni has approved 47 independent power producers that will connect directly to the city's electricity grid to offset the impact of load shedding. If South Africans want power, they're going to have to take away the ANC's power to govern and give it to the DA. They're going to have to use the immense power of their vote to vote for it. The ANC have taken your power. It's time to take theirs.